Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you. There's a truth that only the ultra wealthy, the richest of the rich knows. The richest in France knows this, and of course, the richest in the United States knows this as well. But no one bothers to tell the rest of us. So we spend every single waking hour doing the exact opposite of what these people do, and yet somehow we expect we'll have the similar result as them. How does that make sense?
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investments.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
We get it. Unbeknownst to you, you spent your entire life as a cog in someone else's wheel. But once you understand the same truth as the ultra wealthy, you'll become the pilot of your own life as opposed to the pawn that helps build someone else's life.
And the secret is that it's much simpler and faster to amass a huge fortune if you buy profits instead of growing it.
In today's episode, we're not only going to explain to you what we mean by this, but also give you real life concrete steps so that you too can make the magic happen in your own lives.
How do we know this? We, the Kitty Sisters, have had the fortunes of seeing behind the Wizard of Oz curtains, so to speak. In less than 6 years, we have dove deep into the world of multifamily apartment investments, amassing over $300 million in our portfolio. Multifamily apartments are the same investment the ultra-wealthy are involved in. We have seen the secret sauce behind the scenes, and not only have seen it, but we have tested it and use it for ourselves.
To explain what we mean by buying profitable business instead of growing them, let me share you a quick story. So a few years ago, I decided to grow my own holy basil plant. Authentic holy basil is really tough to find in US-based Thai restaurants, so I thought, why not grow it myself? I ordered a small plant online, and when it arrived, I started pumping water into it, took care of it, and when they started sprouting little leaves, I used it to cook my favorite dish, gapao gai. But guess what? My little plant only produced a handful of leaves, nowhere enough to cook my favorite dish. That's when it hit me. It's like, growing enough holy basil at home was a losing battle for me. I'd never get enough to get the results I wanted for myself. It was much easier to buy a whole bunch from someone else who had already mastered the art of growing it.
That's a great story and a great point. The same goes for businesses. If you're like us a few years ago wanting to get into real estate, or if you're currently in a business or think about starting one, you need to consider, is it worth starting from scratch, or would it be much more lucrative and easier to buy an existing profitable business? The richest know this truth well.
Warren Buffett, worth $129.7 billion, transformed Berkshire Hathaway from a textile company into a massive conglomerate with diverse holdings. His investment strategy involves acquiring well-managed companies with strong fundamentals and holding on to them for the long term. Buffett's approach to acquire and manage companies has earned him the nickname the Oracle of Omaha.
Bernard Arnault, the third richest man in the world, is the chairman and CEO of LVMH, the world's largest luxury goods company.
Arnault entered the luxury market by strategically acquiring Boussac St. Frise in 1984, which included the iconic glam brand Christian Dior. Through a series of strategic acquisitions and investments, he rapidly expanded, acquiring other prestigious brands and accumulating a net worth of $194 billion.
Don't we always hear that acquiring businesses is risky, yet these billionaires are making tons of money? What's going on? The secret is that these strategies are actually copy and paste. You can learn them too and start acquiring profitable business yourself.
So how do you buy profits? Number one, buy income-producing businesses, not a job. One of the biggest traps early entrepreneurs fall into is creating businesses
that isn't profitable from day one, to grow and expand exponentially, you need to step into the role of a CEO or a visionary.
If your business isn't generating income, you won't afford to hire help, buy tools, or implement technology to improve efficiency. You'll struggle to form meaningful partnerships or joint ventures, and you won't have enough profit to remove yourself from day-to-day operations. Essentially, you end up stuck in a perpetual small business loop, effectively buying yourself a new job.
Instead of working for someone else with guaranteed pays, benefits, vacations, regular ACH deposits, you end up with a low-paying, high-stress job. For those considering leaving your corporate job for multifamily apartment investing, think hard about how to avoid turning into a second job.
Even with a great property management team or back-end staff, their salaries might not match what you earn in your current field. So why downgrade to more menial tasks when your corporate job might offer less stress and fewer hours?
That's why we always say, if you're gonna do this, do it right. Buy income-producing businesses, not a job. Otherwise, you're gonna have a miserable experience.
Number two, we buy profits, not problems. In multifamily apartment investing, our top priority is ensuring the property is already income producing. If it isn't generating income from day one, it's not for us.
Some investors go for value-add properties, those in poor conditions, that they aim to renovate and then flip like single-family homes. However, these properties are far more complex due to the number of tenants, large complexes, etc. You just can't flip the switch and expect to turn a profit.
That's why we focus on property that already have cash flow from day one and are easily managed. We hire top-notch property management team to handle daily operations, allowing us to remain hands-off.
We've seen the nightmare scenario where friends took over extreme value-add properties like C-class or D-class properties, only to discover issues go much deeper than they expected. One friend actually bought a property thinking that it had pitched roof, which just preferred in multifamily apartments for its durability. Only after putting a non-refundable earnest deposit in the six figures range did they realize that that pitched roof was actually fake. Someone else literally nailed boards to create appearance of that pitched roof, but actually it was a flat roof, which is actually prone to leaking.
This property had so many issues. They lost 65% of their investor initial investment. It's a harsh lesson. Tough properties are problems, not profits.
That's why our investment strategies focus on acquiring Class A properties or doing ground-up development to avoid such scenarios. We don't buy problems, we buy profits. If a property has issues, it's not going to become our problem.
Number three, we buy performing properties, not potential.
Pop quiz, what do Kwame Brown, Anthony Bennett, and Greg Oden have in common? Besides being exceptional athletes and incredibly tall, they share one unfortunate distinction of being among the biggest draft history. All three were drafted first overall, but due to various circumstances, never realized their full potential. NBA teams invest heavily in the players, focusing on potential rather than current performance, and they paid the price for it.
The same principle applies to buying businesses. You must evaluate a business based on its current performance, not just its potential. While potential is important for future profitability, sustainability during operations is crucial.
When we buy multifamily apartments, we conduct in-depth analysis, hire third-party due diligence teams to ensure that the property is currently performing well, not just potentially performing well in a few years from now. We look for properties that are cash flow positive from day one. If the property isn't performing well, we don't assume that we have the magical touch to turn it around.
For example, a friend bought a property believing that the occupancy was around 70%. But it turned out it was actually lower at 60%, believing they could quickly improve if they went forward with the purchase. Fast forward a few months later, they needed help with rent collections because the occupancy rate was low. And even keeping up with the mortgage payments, they fell behind on their debt service because they bought based on potential, not current performance.
Potential is valuable, don't get us wrong, but unrealized potential can be the downfall for any business.
Number four, we buy back time today, not someday.
This one might be the fourth on our list, but arguably the most important. Buying back our time is the ultimate skill. At the core of everything we do, we teach our clients and help our past investors reclaim their time.
Buying back time means having more meaningful connections with family, feeling accomplished and fulfilled, and living a life of purpose defined by your own standards, not someone else.
When evaluating buying a business, we always consider the five levels of leverage: team, tools, time, taxes, and debt. These are the levers that allow us to maximize output with minimal input. It's a mistake to think that we need to control every aspect of our own business. Doing so is arrogant and inefficient.
Many of us have struggled with control issues. We even joke about having CIA, Control Issues Anonymous, thinking we had to handle everything ourselves. But real growth happens when we delegate and let others excel in their roles. When your team takes ownership of their work, your business experiences significant growth.
We prioritize buying businesses that won't drain our time freedom. No matter how profitable the business might be, it's not worth it if it consumes our precious time. So guys, take away this. From the day we're born, we're on a ticking clock with an unknown ending. Our moment and experience will be our legacy.
Once you learn how to acquire businesses and use the strategy we teach in this next episode, you could potentially be making millions or even billions too. Go check it out.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.